The Promise is a documentary about Jens Suhring, a UVA honors student from Germany, who in 1990 was convicted of fatally stabbing his girlfriend's parents in their Bedford County home.
I never thought that Jens would murder my parents. I thought he might do a lot of things, but kill somebody? I never believed he would do that to my parents. I still can hardly believe it.
Miss Hasten, I'm not trying to minimize Jens Suhring's guilt.
No matter what I said to him, no matter what I had written to him, he had a choice whether he killed my parents or not.
At first, Jens confessed after 16 hours of interrogation over 4 days. German journalist and filmmaker Karin Steinberger says she has heard a recording of that confession.
You can hear that he is struggling. And, in this confession, there are tons of mistakes. Big mistakes.
At a cafe in Munich, she describes some of those errors. Jens said, for example, that Mrs. Hasem was wearing blue jeans when, in fact, she wore a flowery housecoat. He recalled Mr. Hasem's body in one position when it was found in another. And the weapon he claimed to have used was not a double-bladed hunting knife, what detectives felt sure was employed. Then there was the question of motive. Prosecutors surmised that Suhring killed the Hasems because they didn't approve of his relationship with their daughter. But Karin Steinberger posits another possible motive, this one for Elizabeth, who admitted her mother had taken nude pictures of her as a child.
I know it was a huge taboo in the 80s, especially sexual abuse by the mother. This is really, I think even now it is a kind of taboo. These pictures were sealed off. They weren't there at the court. So this is incredible, because this makes a huge motive.
Bedford County Detective Ricky Gardner was aware of some possible sexual abuse.
She had acknowledged that her mother had touched her and fondled her and tried to, you know, have a romantic relationship with her.
You don't think it's significant?
No. It's bizarre. But, it doesn't link back to the murder or anything.
On the weekend when her parents were killed, Elizabeth and Jens had gone to Washington. He says she left him there, explaining she had to settle a debt with her drug dealer. She was admittedly using heroin. And filmmaker Steinberger claims her dealer was the son of a prominent family in Bedford. He was never called to the witness stand. And when an expert on tire tracks testified that a bloody sock print was likely made by Jens, his lawyer didn't call any real experts to dispute the claim. That was shocking to Gail Marshall, a former deputy attorney general who handled one of Suhring's appeals.
One of the juries said that at the beginning the jury was divided 6-6, and that the only reason he did decide to find Jens guilty was a sock print.
In fact, Marshall says, you can't tell much of anything from a sock print. All of this begs the question, why did Suhring confess? The film offers possible evidence that Suhring made a promise to protect the real killer, Elizabeth. As the son of a German diplomat, he thought he'd have special legal protection, be sent back to Germany for trial. Instead, he spent more than half of his life in Virginia prisons. In our next report, Suhring himself will share additional details that cast doubt on his guilt. I'm Sandy Houseman.